We're talking today to Dr. Brandon Christensen, the Artistic Director for the Chamber Music Sundays at 3 series. Welcome, Brandon.
Thanks. Great to be back.
You're going to tell us all about the next concert in your series, which is on February 16th, and it's called Qing Ye. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And Friends, correct?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Before we get into the details, let's make sure everybody knows, well, obviously it's going to be a Sunday, and it's February 16th, I've already mentioned, and it's obviously at 3 o'clock, but where can I get tickets?
So tickets are available at the door or through the River Campus box office. That number is 651-2265. Information on the concert is available at rivercampusevents.com or chambermusicsundays.com.
All right, very good. Well, you're one of her friends, so we know a little bit about you already. There's some other people on the program, but first tell us a little bit about Qing Ye.
Well, Qing Ye is a good friend and colleague of mine. She's the violin professor at Western Kentucky University. And she's my connection with her is through a local violinist or local violin product, Liesl Schoenberger. When I was on my sabbatical in China, the two of them did quite a bit of work here together while I was gone.
And they both have Indiana roots.
They both studied with Fuchs at Indiana. And then Qing Ye went on to get her doctorate there, and Liesl went on to a master's at Yale and then is now working with the crossover ensemble A Far Cry and doing a great job. So there evolved sort of this paradigm of every year when I was off on one tour or another, I would invite Qing Ye to come, and she'd give a master class for my students, which they always loved, and she'd give a concert on the series. And I've never had a chance to play with her all of these years. So I'm really excited about this concert because it's the first time that I get to actually work with Qing Ye and a number of her colleagues, many of whom also have Indiana connections. And it's a wonderful program of quintets and duos, and should be just a really delightful concert.
Now, I've looked at the program, and there's some exciting things on that. But tell us about the other friends besides yourself. There are two other people, or three of
them. Yeah, so the concert is based around quintets, string quintets. And, you know, quintets, as you know, can be in various combinations. You can have a string quartet plus a bass, or you can have extra violins or extra violas. In this case, it's a string quartet with an extra viola. So in addition to Qing Ye Lin, I will be playing violin. Another Indiana grad and professor at the University of Tennessee, Hillary Herndon, will be playing viola. Western Kentucky University faculty member Andy Braddock will be the other violist. And then Sarah Berry will be playing cello.
Yeah. And I've looked at the credentials of the bios of some of these people, and I think it's a feather in your cap that you've got some really high-powered people here, not to mention, least of all, yourself, of course. But I mean, Qing Ye, for example, has performed literally all over the world. I noticed from the biography here that Herndon has played with Itzhak Perlman. Does that make you feel good that you're able to attract here to our campus for this series people of that caliber? I presume it does.
Yeah, it does. And that's sort of been one of the missions of the concert series from the beginning is to bring people of international reputation to our community and to have an opportunity for community members to hear them in performance, and for our students at Southeast Missouri State University for them to be able to play for and listen to and interact with professionals that are functioning at the highest level of the field. So it really, you know, and we've seen this over the years with the series that I've been very, very fortunate to be able to bring these kinds of folks in. And they're always very happy to come. It's a wonderful hall. It's a fun series. My audience is very dedicated, and they're always, you know, I get so many comments from performers after these Sundays of Three concerts about just how engaging it was with the audience and how much they enjoyed the hall and the level of interaction that you can have in Shook with the audience, because they're just right there. It's a perfect chamber music setting.
There's no question about it. It's a beautiful space acoustically and visually as well. And on a Sunday afternoon, it's just a splendid afternoon. And it's a real credit, I think, to you and the institution that you've developed this series. Is this your 11th year? What year is this?
We're in the 11th year, I believe. We started in 2003.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the music. You mentioned that it's primarily centered around quintets, and I know there are a couple on the program, one by Brahms, one by Mozart, but I want to ask you first about the one piece that's not a Quintet. It's a duo for violin and viola by Halvorsen, which
is not as
familiar as Mozart or Brahms.
Well, if you had the... Usually this is called the Handel Halvorsen, and that makes it a little bit more familiar. This is one of the big pieces. Whenever you have you're a violinist and you have a friend who's a viola player, this is one of the things that you play, is the Handel Halvorsen. And so it's a theme by Handel. It's a Passacaglia. Mm-hmm. And so it's a set of variations on this theme by Handel. And it's incredibly virtuosic for both instruments. It's also sometimes played with cello. I performed this early on in the series with cellist Mira Frisch. And it's great fun. It's just one of these, very kind of self-indulgent, romantic, very virtuosic pieces that just shows off both players. As you mentioned, Hillary Herndon is a pretty high power violist. She teaches at the University of Tennessee, and she's currently on the board of the Viola Society, and she has recordings now. She's got a 2-CD set recording of viola music by women composers called La Viola. So, well,
her bio says she's been on NPR, so that's impressive enough for us,
So it should be a really a nice presentation of that piece. So that's the Handel Halvorsen.
Okay. Well, now tell us about the quintets. The first one that'll be on the program is by Mozart.
Mozart. It's a late Mozart quartet. He wrote, I should know exactly how many, but I think he has 4 or 5 string quintets for this arrangement. This is one of the later ones, Kerschel 515, for 2 violins, 2 violas, and cello. It's the C major, and it's Mozart at the height of his career, and writing in a medium that he was exploring in terms of giving more and more material to the interior voices. This is the point at which we were really evolving to the height of the classical period, and viola was near and dear to Mozart's heart. I believe that there's good evidence that when he did performances of string quartets and things like that he would actually pick up the viola and play. So he tend to write some very interesting parts for the viola lines, and having 2 violas gives you more opportunity for that kind of counterpoint. So that's a really nice piece, and that's on the first half of the program before the Handel Halvorsen duo. And then the second half of the program is the Brahms quintet.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that one, because again, this will show my ignorance. I mean, I've heard lots of Mozart quintets, but when I think of Brahms, I think of concertos or symphonies or maybe piano pieces. I don't think of quintets, my problem.
Yeah, Brahms was very much a symphonist. I mean, as musicians, whenever we approach a Brahms piece, we tend to think, okay, is this the Brahms of the Lieder, or is this the Brahms of the symphony? Mm-hmm. And very often, even if you're looking at like the Brahms violin concerto is incredibly symphonic. So he tended to think of things very symphonically. He also was someone who felt himself to be very much in the shadow of Beethoven. So his compositional process in creating symphonies was very kind of tortured, and he sort of felt this great pressure from what Beethoven had done before him. So I think a lot of his musical ideas, he felt more comfortable working them out as in chamber music. So the string quartets, you can sort of see him thinking symphonically. You can see him thinking about, okay, what could I do texturally? In the more intimate and more user-friendly milieu of chamber music. So the quintets are very much of that ilk. They're in 4 movements. They're very extended. There's motives that are shared between various movements. And the G major is one that I've not played before, so I'm really excited to be working on it for this concert. And it's huge as a quintet. It's a massive, massive piece. So it'll be quite a nice contrast from the Mozart, which is very light and fun and lyrical. Mm-hmm. And then here's this Brahms, which is people will feel like they're at a Southeast Symphony concert by the time we're done with it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great afternoon. Again, it's the Sundays at 3 series. It's February 16th over at the Shuck Recital Hall on the River Campus. Give it that phone number one more time so people can call for tickets if they want to do that in advance, which they probably should do.
Yep, always a good idea to call in advance, and you can call locally 651-2265. You can call MetroTix at 800-293-5949. You can go to the rivercampusevents.com website, and there's a link there for buying tickets. If they want to see the program and see the program, the performer buyers, they can go either to my website, chairmusicsundays.com, or to the rivercampusevents.com site.
Okay, very good. Well, this sounds like one. I know you've got two or three more left in the series, but this sounds like one that definitely should not be missed.
Yep.
So we hope. Go ahead.
And I just want to mention that we did have the cancellation of David Halen's recital because of ice, and just want to remind people that that has been rescheduled for Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay, great. And again, this one we're talking about coming up next on the 16th of February. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I'm sure it will.
We should be in good shape.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Brandon Christensen, for being here to tell us about all of the music we'll be able to hear on February 16th at the next Sundays at 3 Chamber Music Concert.
Thanks for having me.